So gasoline is costing around $2 a gallon. Milk is $3 a gallon. Prescription drug prices are rising. College tuition is up. And everybody seems to be complaining about these prices. Yet the government says inflation, though up a bit, is only about 3%. And the Federal Reserve Board says inflation is relatively low. To learn more about the difference between what we perceive and what the government is saying, we've invited in David Wessel. He's the Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal and a regular guest of this program. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
So why are the perceptions of inflation so different from what officials are telling us?
Well, it's important to think about what the Consumer Price Index actually measures. The Consumer Price Index is up 3%, and it accurately shows that milk prices, for instance, are 26% higher than they were a year ago, and beef prices are 15% higher than they were a year ago. But that's counterbalanced by some things that are actually down. Apparel prices are cheaper than they were, and computer prices, the way the government figures it, are also down, because if you buy a computer for $1,000 that's twice as powerful as one you could have gotten 5 years ago for $1,000, they look at that as a price decrease. So the first thing is that the government measures this one way, and people look at it another way.
This thing about improving quality translates into a technical price cut. Does that mean that my $3 cup of coffee that I buy at this corner shop, if they add whipped cream, that's going to count as a price decrease, according to the federal government?
If last year you bought the cup of coffee without whipped cream, and this year for the same price you buy it with whipped cream, that looks like a price cut to the guys at the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
It doesn't look like a price cut to the average person, I don't think.
That's correct.
And so how are most Americans looking at inflation?
Most Americans are looking at inflation by remembering the things of prices that are up a lot. And that means food, energy, tuition, the amount of their health care bill they have to pay. And they don't remember that other things are down, and they're not crazy. When gas prices are up and the price of gasoline is on a foot-high sign when you drive by, that's what you remember. And you don't remember that the airline ticket you bought was actually cheaper than you expected. The other thing most Americans are doing, I think, is they're comparing their paycheck to what they're paying. So part of the anxiety that people feel is that they are correctly, many of them, not all of them, realizing that their wages aren't going up as fast as prices, and that's painful no matter how you look at it.
This becomes a sensitive political issue. You have John Kerry and John Edwards, the Democratic challengers, talking about a middle-class squeeze.
Absolutely. When they talk about the middle class squeeze, one of the points they're making is that wages aren't keeping up with prices. And they, of course, like to highlight the prices of things that are going up, like health care and like college tuition. I don't think voters are going to go to the polls and say, oh, the BLS numbers are wrong, I'm going to vote for John Kerry. But this anxiety about prices and wages, this anxiety about health care and energy costs, will definitely be a plus for Kerry. If he can convince people that Mr. Bush is not doing a good job managing the economy, it will help him get a few more votes in November. And the inflation angst is something that will help Kerry make that argument.
Now, the Bush campaign would say there have been tax cuts that have affected almost every American. Once you factor in the tax cuts, do Americans have more money to spend overall, or is it less when you factor in inflation and pay increases and everything else?
That really depends on what American you're talking about. Americans a big country, 300 million people, and there are plenty of people who are making more money, living higher living standards, have more than they did when George Bush took office. There are other Americans for whom that's not the case. And I think some of this election is about convincing people that they're in one group or another. There isn't a simple answer as to whether any one person is better off or worse off, because it really depends whether you're lucky enough to have a job that's paying more or not.
David Wessel is the Deputy Washington Bureau Chief for the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for coming in again.
You're welcome.